Hello there. Welcome back to Follow Through Fridays. I am the host of the Simple and Smart SEO Show podcast, Crystal Waddell. And Follow Through Fridays is a day where I visit the expert advice that we received on Wednesday's show and attempt to implement it in my business. So this one is going to be a little disjointed because I was working on it this morning, but I want to share what I found and I'll try to do it quickly. If you haven't listened to the episode yet, I was speaking with Sarah Jensen, the principal over at Brighter Messaging. And she was just dropping dimes like about all sorts of things that you can do for your website to make it better and optimize it. And even from the beginning, I really loved her quote where she said that SEO and queries on Google are honest, whereas social media is more of a highlight reel. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's so true. Because have you ever heard somebody say, ooh, I want to see your Google search history or something like that? There's actually a way to check that, just so you know. And another thing that Sarah talked about that I loved was just that having a team allows her to collaborate. And I realized that's something that I love so much about the SEO squad. We bounce ideas, we speak the same language, and that's why I love getting together with these business owners every week because you just pick something up from somebody's business. Even if it's not anything like yours, there might be a little something that they do that you're like, oh, I want to try that. Or you get some clarity because someone said something a different way. So I definitely want to still invite you to the second round of founding members and definitely check the show notes to sign up for that. Another thing that Sarah said that I think we can all take away, moms at home who left the workforce to care for their children, that is an amazing untapped resource for people looking for like virtual assistants or digital marketing support. I still appreciate her saying that because I think any mom out there who's also trying to be an entrepreneur, you can take that as encouragement to keep doing what you're doing. So awesome job. And then the last thing I thought, you know what? I got to think about what are the goals for my websites? Because when we started this podcast, I never really thought about where it would go because I just wanted to have conversations with B. And then we started talking to people and it just grew from there. So now I realize that I do have a problem like what Sarah was talking about. She said, if you can't quite figure out your unique selling proposition, then maybe you're trying to do too much. And so I realized I really need to split my brand and my websites into two. So she said that there's two typical goals for a website. And the first one is that you just want to have a credible business presence. So if you've already got leads coming in or you just want to send people to a specific place that's professional where they can either contact you or book you or whatever, that is one type of website. And I realized that's the type of website for crystalwaddell.com. And I'll tell you in just a minute why. And then simpleandsmartseo.com is a platform that I want to grow to generate organic leads to join my membership or become an agency client. Just having that clarity of, okay, where I started is not where I'm at now. So I need to revamp that. So that's what I'll be working on over the next few weeks. I just want to walk you through really quickly, like what I'm doing for simpleandsmartseo.com. My homepage keyword is going to stay simple and smart SEO. Then I'm going to have four things in my header. The plan is it's going to be the podcast, a 3-day challenge, the agency, and a link to book me as a speaker, which will then go to crystalwaddell.com. So that's just going to be my speaking website. Everything speaking is going to stay there. Everything SEO is going to come to simpleandsmartseo.com. And I went through and I chose keywords for each one of those things. So I'm going to optimize it for the beginning. So then I realized, okay, what do I want people to be able to do on the homepage? I want them to either be able to join the SEO squad or book SEO strategy calls with me or search the podcast. So those are the changes that I'm going to make to the homepage. And then obviously I'm going to need to fill the other pages with content. So one of the next questions that Sarah asked that I think that we should all ask ourselves is where do we see this business going in 3 to 5 years? It was crazy because I was like, Asher's going to be 14 or 16 years old. So it's a little scary to share these goals with you because again, I never really thought about where this would go. First, I definitely want to grow the podcast. I love this podcast. And I want to improve my speaking skills so that I'm asked to speak across stages in the United States. I just love sharing with people. So that information is more for my speaking website. Another goal is that I want to grow the SEO squad membership to 75 people or more. And I wanted to say 50 when I was like setting the goal, but in 3 to 5 years, I'm like, dang, I better get to 50. And then I thought maybe 100, but that feels big and scary. So just saying that out loud makes me think that I need some mindset / therapy work. And then I want to grow the agency services. Gosh, I really believe in this content product led SEO that I uncovered and developed and then researched and found other resources. But it's just such a powerful strategy. And I know that it can help other businesses who want someone to handle their optimization. So I'm like, I am ready for that challenge. I think 5 to 10 clients with my current team of virtual assistants would be sufficient. Okay. So the next question is, how do I want to generate leads for my business? Again, this is trying to help us set up our website. So I've done a terrible job promoting the fact that you can search the podcast. Did you realize that? You can go to, there's a link in the show notes, and soon it will be on simpleandsmartseo.com, but there's a link in the show notes where you can search the podcast. It's free. All you have to do is join the email list and immediately you can search for anything. So that means over 100 episodes, you could search for on-page SEO, you could search for Google Business Listing, you could search for anything related to SEO, and it will take you right to where we talked about it on the podcast. So over the last 18 months, I've created a lot of SEO content. I think the people who want to learn on their own would be great candidates for the SEO Squad membership and say, hey, if you like what you hear or whatever, what you find, then maybe you might want to take the 3-day challenge and join the SEO Squad. And then that leads into number two of how I want to generate leads for my business, the 3-day challenge. So one thing I realized with the 3-day challenge was that in the midst of doing all of the things that I do, running a 3-day challenge was a little bit of a challenge. So what I've decided to do and test out is having an evergreen 3-day challenge where it's available all the time on the Simple and Smart SEO website. And then if you like it, again, you could join the squad if you'd like. If that gives you a running start and you're good to go, then great too. Plan is to make that 3-day challenge evergreen. And for right now, it's going to be free. Maybe in the future, it'll be a paid thing if it gets big enough where I need to cover admin costs. But yeah, so that's number two. That's the second way that I want to generate lead. Number three. Okay. So for the agency, business to business sales is new to me. And so I have a joint venture partner, Rachel Spiewak, and we've talked about creating ads here on the podcast. So you might hear those soon. I think I'd like to be a little, I know I have to be more intentional about what I offer because a lot of people don't even know that you can search the podcast, that I have a membership. And then you get special pricing if you're in the membership versus if you just wanted to hire me for a VIP day. I do plan to hire VAs as necessary to implement the system that I already have, but that's really exciting. Like that's putting my plan to work for other people. The next question that Sarah asked was, what role do I want my website to serve? With simpleandsmartseo.com, I'd love for there to be a link for info about booking me to speak that would take people to my personal brand website. And then I'd like to have a quick opt-in there so that people can search the podcast. I'd like to have a link to book a call with Rachel and me to discuss becoming an agency client. And then finally, I'd like to have a login to the squad members area so that it's easy for people to find and a link to become a squad member. So that's a lot going on the homepage. So I might need to rethink it a little bit. But that's the role that I want my website to serve. Oh my gosh, you know what this reminds me of? The other day I was on Threads and there was this person selling website templates and they were selling them like all in one solution because they created something that they couldn't find anywhere else. And I commented on that thread and I said, hey, don't forget the SEO. And they didn't say it like that. I was like, hey, don't forget the SEO. And the person was like, that's a whole nother beast. And I'm like, yeah, but if you're selling an all in one website, people think that their website is ready to go when they put it online. So I just felt bad for the people who are going to buy something that they think includes everything and then come to find out it doesn't have the most important piece. So I commented on there to send their clients my way. Oh, and I also, in my first comment, I was like, hey, if you guys need some SEO help, I'd love to collaborate. And that's when they said, oh, it's too big of a beast or something different. So I said, hey, send those people my way once they get their websites, if they actually want to get found on the internet. I didn't say that last part, but, and then Sarah said, okay, if you don't really know how to get a website started and like what you want, like certain features and functions that might be available, go check out your competitor. So I went and checked out a larger competitor and a smaller competitor. And I like that these people have links to YouTube videos, webinars, shorts, customer testimonials, how they explain their process, and also how they pre-qualified potential clients by saying, hey, what's your budget? The SEO Squad is a monthly membership fee. I can easily say, hey, this would be a good fit for you. Or if you have $2,500 a month to spend on this, then this would be a great avenue for you. So I really like that and just gets all that out of the way. I've heard it more than one time before. This time it really hit because I was like, how can I do this the most efficiently? So that another thing that they had were FAQs. So I like that as well. All right. So the last few things that Sarah talked about was having a maintenance schedule. And so I think that's so key as well. I have a SEO calendar that sends me alerts about the different SEO tasks that I need to do. If you're interested in that, just let me know and I'll share it with you. And then also having a content plan. And so I already have a content plan and I created it in Surfer, started it, haven't finished it. And then of course we have all of the podcast episodes. So I can use all of that for support for my content plan. So I'm super excited about that. Just getting things in the right spot. And then I want to build the email list for the podcast with the opt-in in the show notes where you can search the podcast. That is really, it's actually a custom GPT that I created with Searchy. That's the tool that you can use just by opting in, give me your email address, searching the podcast. Super cool. And I've done it myself. So it's just fun to go back and hear what I was talking about then. And then obviously having an internal linking strategy, which I think is the most important part of optimization. And she suggested that we go back to older pages and link to new pages and add calls to action. So since I'm building this out in a new way on the simpleandsmartseo.com website, I won't be able to add internal links right away, but every article that I create, I'm going to try to add one internal link as I go just to make it easy. Okay. So then some of the last tips that Sarah gave is that in order to build a website that really serves your business, you've got to know your target audience, the problem that you solve, and your unique selling proposition, if you will. So for me, my target audience is local business owners and e-com sellers. So if you fall into either of those categories, I think that we would be a fit potentially to work together. The problem that I solve is your business wants to get found. I can help you get found on the internet. And my unique selling proposition is I've realized that what business owners need is somebody to walk them through optimization. I'm kind. Our interactions are face-to-face, and I invest time in your business to help you stand out online. My final takeaway is that with my personal brand website, I was asking it to do too much. And so now splitting these into two, I feel like is really going to streamline my messaging, help Google understand what each website's about, and focus on bringing in the type of requests that I want for speaking, and then bring in the business owners who are needing help with their SEO on the simpleandsmartseo.com website. So I'll keep you posted on when that goes live. And yeah, I hope you take advantage of the search function for the podcast. It's super cool. I'm definitely going to be talking more about it in the future. But yeah, thanks for joining me for Follow Through Fridays. I hope it was helpful to you. And remember, keep moving forward.
Hey guys, this is Crystal, one of your co-hosts from the Simple and Smart SEO Show podcast. If you're looking for a unique, handcrafted way to spruce up your home or office, then collageandwood.com is the perfect place for you. We are a small, woman-owned business that offers a range of beautiful wooden signs for your home or office. Our talented team of artists will work with you to create a sign that perfectly suits your needs. So why wait? Use promo code SIMPLE10 to save 10%. Visit collageandwood.com today. Save 10% with promo code SIMPLE10. That's collageandwood.com.